Hello, everyone. Today I have a special guest, Gira Guzman, a sixth-semester bilingualism student with an emphasis on English, who is going to talk to us about the movie El Brazo de la Serpiente. Gira, tell me how the film is the ideal environment for language contact.
Thank you, Marcela, for your invitation. The film, spoken in Spanish, Portuguese, German, Latin, Catalan, Cuban, Guanano, Ticuna, and Witoto, shows the relationship and importance of the other language of an influence of a change of it, because the fact that an indigenous person knows so many languages and among them these are foreign, shows an influence in the fragmentation of his pure language, converting it into pieces of other, molding his mother tongue and his own culture in the likeness of other.
What is the key in this film?
Well, the key to the story is that Karamakate, in the task of searching for the sacred Yacruna plant, discovered what Manduka has already understood long ago, that the salvation of the forest, that is, of all of nature and the world, including the human being himself, could not be achieved without making the white man understand the absolute integration that exists between nature and man. Likewise, in this project, we will understand the importance of language as the epicenter of a connection between nature and the culturalization of a people that represent identity, respecting and understanding their custom without the need to mold the indigenous language. The film also shows the ravage caused by the rubber colonization, the violation and criminal distortion caused by the Capuchin Brothers, the priests who in their work of Christian evangelization forbid the indigenous people to speak their own language and think like indigenous people.
Yes, Gira. It's a common origin of language contact. It's the movement of one group into another group's territory. The movement might be peaceful or otherwise, but the result is all too often a takeover of previously occupied territory. Some Native American tribes welcomed the first Europeans who settled on the East Coast of what is now the United States. And the Europeans at first treated the indigenous people with a measure of respect. There was plenty of land for all, and ownership of particular pieces of land was not an indigenous concept. This soon changed. The Europeans wanted to own the land, and once they arrived in sufficient numbers to impose their will, they did so, with disastrous result for the indigenous. Gina, it is very interesting what you say, because there is a scene that I would like us to listen to.
Marcel! ¡No tenemos caucho!
No queremos caucho.
¿Qué queréis?
Mi nombre es Theodor von Martius. Soy etnógrafo de la Universidad de Tübingen y del Museo de Stuttgart, Alemania. Ellos son Manduka y Karamakate, mis compañeros de viaje.
Venga, de nuevo.
¿Qué ha dicho este? Aquí no están permitidas las lenguas del demonio.
Practically, her tongue was discarded.
Yes, Marcela, their language was considered the language of the devil. As I was telling you before, a doctrine, belief, and language were imposed, and we can observe the loss of the roots of the indigenous language, leaving aside the historical memory of different languages that in Colombia became extinct. According to a study carried out by the ministry, of the 65 languages spoken today in Colombia, 3 have more than 50,000 speakers, 8 have between 10 and 50,000, 9 have between 5,000 and 10,000, 11 have between 1,000 and 5,000, and 34 have less than 1,000 speakers.
There are a few people who can speak indigenous languages. Jira, I want you to listen to the next segment and talk to us about the language contact.
Mentiroso! No se coigo, no existe.
Sí existen. Estuve con ellos hace unos años.
Mentira!
Hay un pari. Y ven que adiamamos. Apelo frío y ayarí. En Caripú bajo de la
We can hear a clear example of code switching. That is a term in linguistics that refers to the use of two or more languages in the same discourse, where they exchange from one language to another. Sometimes they speak Spanish and other times the indigenous language.
Jira, what is the last thing you have to say about the film?
The film rescued the influence of the everyday language that is represented in the film Abrazo la Serpiente, and how the same through this piece leads to the identification of the Amazonian Indians and the awareness of Colombia to care for the language and culture that we don't know. But how through this visual method a change of thinking is forcing, giving way to recognition of the suffering and the state that unfortunately the indigenous people go through to survive the inevitable extinction.
That's right, Jira. The language that is used in the film has the task of reminding us that the indigenous tribes, although many do not know it, are still there with their same customs, but not with the importance they deserve, because they are not remembered or explicitly accepted because their geographical remoteness and the fact that we don't understand or know what each one of them is about means that nobody identifies or relates them with the language in general that all Colombia uses, which is Spanish. Thank you very much for listening and for joining us. That's all for today.